Surely you recognize that theme song. It's from one of the greatest movies I think was ever made, The Right Stuff. And I'm so pleased to welcome to the Como studio Philip Kaufman, the man who made that movie, the screenwriter, director. Welcome.
Nice to be here.
It's really great to have you here. Now, I know that you are here because on Sunday you're going to be accepting an award with the Olympia Film Society.
Right.
In Olympia. That's pretty cool that you came out here to do that.
Oh, well, it's great. I haven't been to this area in a long time, but I have great memories of it, and I love being up here. And the fact that they want to show The Right Stuff just made me feel good.
There is going to be a screening of the film.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. It really is. It's one of my favorite movies. 1983 is when it was made, based on the Tom Wolfe novel. Is this your favorite of all the work you've done?
It's one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like picking a favorite child, isn't
that's
it?
That's right.
Not fair.
That's a tough... that's right. But it was... I might have spent 5 years making it from beginning to end. We had to discover how to make the effects. It was way before digital. My friend George Lucas was making stop motion effects with Star Wars, and we tried those and they didn't work on this planet for those airplanes, so we had to discover and invent how to do all those things on a budget and work with many non-actors, many great actors, but we shot it all in San Francisco, except for, of course, the stuff in the high desert where we went down and shot Edwards Air Force Base. It was, for everybody involved, it was an adventure, and the actors lived those parts. Sam Shepard lived Yeager, Ed Harris, and Dennis Quaid. They all became those characters, and whenever we get together, we have great memories.
For those who don't know, I guess maybe they were born in 1984. The Right Stuff is the film about the development of the U.S. space program. What do you think where we are now 30 years later with the space program in the United States, or what there's left?
Yes, isn't that the question?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was so much hope in NASA and so forth. And the line that we had on that film was how the future began. It was really something that connected, and it's about equality called The Right Stuff, and it connected those cowboy test pilots who were going up and doing battle with the unknown, really. What great warriors those were, not in warfare, but in fighting the unknown, and many, many of them were killed without us knowing it. For what? For no money. Only for the adventure, for love of country, for whatever they were doing it for.
I'm almost out of time, but before I let you go, I've got to ask you, what do you think about George Lucas selling Lucasfilms to Disney?
I have nothing to say about that. I just hope, George, that the company stays. I live in San Francisco, that the company stays in San Francisco, George's company. And I hope that Disney keeps the product holds to the same high standards that George did.